Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
And I'm Mark Kay, and Megan's here too, which is always very exciting. Because yes. Half the time we never know if she's going to show up or not.
That's a good one, except for I'm here every day.
Yeah, so but then you disappear for like an hour and you're like, what's going on in the ladies room, by the way? You're in there like for an hour at a time. Is there like
I'm
a party?
I'm actually not. I'm pretty sure it was like 3 minutes, but thank you exaggerating.
It was like,
missing me that bad that you feel like you wanted to.
I was having separation anxiety.
Yeah.
Justin will tell you about it. But yeah. I feel like it's like a party in there. The men's room is like you're in and out.
I went to get water. I went to get a coffee. I went to the bathroom. Oh, perfect. I didn't just like do one thing. So it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Do you want to go shopping or something while you're get a pretzel? Anyway. Well, we're glad you're back, which is great.
Oh my God, you're so annoying. So stupid.
By the way, while you were gone, we were talking about Mel B having an open relationship with her husband.
Were you?
Was it
talking about that?
Was it Mel B from the Spice Girls or was it someone else?
Yes, Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. Mel B from the Spice Girls is married and has an open relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it that if you're married to Mel B, whose idea is that?
They got married and then they decided it was going to be an open relationship. And now they realize that it's not working for them.
So they're getting divorced.
Of course it's not going to work.
No, I mean, a lot of people do this and I guess they make it so that it's cool for them to like occasionally hook up. I'm sure there's boundaries and like rules where it's like they have to know who you're hooking up with or whatever it is. I could never do it, but apparently they thought they could do it and now they're realizing that they can't.
It's got to be totally weird if you're like Mel B because you're a celebrity.
Right.
And people know you're married and you have to explain like, you know, no, it's okay. My husband's okay with it.
She's not Scottish.
That's how she kind of sounds, though.
No, it's okay.
She's
no,
kind of Scottish. Okay. She's a little bit Scottish.
She's not. But I guess her husband's brother isn't like telling the press like all of this stuff. But basically what happened was they're saying it was very fun. It was loose, open kind of relationship.
Yeah.
No pun intended. They like to bring a stripper over and have like a lot of fun.
Oh, who doesn't like to bring strippers home?
So I think what happened was it got to the point where somebody's going to feel unappreciated.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened.
That's always how it happens.
One person gets more jealous.
It was like at that episode of Friends where Ross and his wife tried the threesome with the woman she ended up marrying.
Right.
And he was like, eventually I just started reading a book because I felt like...
Right.
Well, they didn't even need me there.
It does remind me of threesomes, though, because one person is probably going to feel jealous no matter what. It's not like you can be doing everything at once.
Yeah, so we were talking about this, and then Justin raised his hand and said, I was in an open relationship once.
And then we were like, Justin, you don't have to raise your hand to speak.
Yeah. DJ Kuzi, what open relationship were you in?
No, my first girlfriend in high school before we were...
That doesn't count.
No,
it's high school. That's not an open relationship.
It does too. I was.
Your voice just got so high.
It does too. No, she said it was fine. Before we were dating, she was like, "Yeah, you can mess around with other girls if you want." And then I did.
Before you were dating, it's not an open relationship.
Oh yeah,
it was,
that's
though,
true.
Because she was like, "We're like we see each other and we do things with each other, but you're allowed to do things with other girls if you want to." And so then I did, and it backfired.
But that's just dating.
Yeah.
That's just being a high school kid.
I was allowed to go off and go out with other girls and hook up with other girls.
Okay. That's not really, I think, what we're talking about, though.
Well, if you weren't officially boyfriend-girlfriend.
Right. That's just you weren't committed to each other.
Right, exactly.
We still, like, yeah, like, at that point it was, like, prom and stuff, and we still, like, made sure that we would take each other to prom and all that.
Yeah. An open relationship, though, like in Mel B's, is, like, they're married.
Right.
And they're like, hey, by the way, you can go have sex with other people.
Right.
Well, what happened to you in high school?
Not like that. Not that into it. I wasn't married in high school. But I considered us dating. She considered us dating, but we were allowed to hook up with other people.
Yeah.
And then we weren't. Okay.
So yesterday we were talking about, I don't even know how we got on the conversation, but we were sitting around with the kids and we started talking about penguins.
Penguins.
You know, it's when you have kids, it gets into penguins. I think, like, when my daughter's one of the Girl Scout troops or something is going to sleep with penguins or something like that.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you can sleep with the penguins at SeaWorld.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, so we started talking about penguins, and my son was like, I want a penguin. And I said, you can't actually have a penguin. He goes, I'm going to go to Antarctica and I'm going to steal one. And I said, I mean,
seems like a long trip just for a penguin, huh?
He's got a thing with Antarctica. And I go, well, I don't know if you can actually just, I don't know if it's stealing if you just take it out of the wild. It's stealing if you go to SeaWorld and snatch one.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can't just have a penguin, though.
But then he said to me, he goes, before I die, I promise that I will go to Antarctica, because he wants to go to Antarctica. And I looked at him and I said, that's a great bucket list item. You should definitely put that on your bucket list.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me and goes, what's a bucket list? And then I had to realize, you know, because a bucket list is stuff you want to do before you kick the bucket, right?
Right, exactly.
So then I had to explain, you know, well, we're all going to die one day. And before we don't want to have any regrets. So we have these things on our lists that we want to do before we die.
Right.
Yeah. And then Megan said to me, I don't actually want to do anything before I die.
No, I didn't say that. I said I don't actually have a bucket list. Like, have these things that I like think of that I want to do, but I haven't like written them down.
Oh, you didn't write them down. That's the first step, they say. You should write them all down. That way, that's the first step between linking. If you don't write them down, it's just a wish.
Right.
But if you write it down, then it's a goal.
Okay.
Then it's like set in stone.
Yeah. Justin, do you have a bucket list?
I don't write them down either. There's things I want to do, like Megan was saying, but I haven't written anything down.
Then you don't really want to do them.
Well, I want to do them. I'm not going to make it
happen. Just too lazy to write them down.
No. Perfect. Item number one. Before I die, I would like to have enough energy to write down the things I want to do before I die.
Number one, make a bucket list.
Yeah. What are some of the things you want to do on your bucket list, Megan? Do you want to steal a penguin from Antarctica?
No, nothing like that.
Oh.
They're vicious, man.
It's a lot of
They are, yeah, they're mean.
Are you hanging out a lot of penguins
in
your free time?
No, I've seen videos.
Oh.
You've seen videos?
Yeah. Internet doesn't lie.
By videos, it means memes.
I'm like, when I go on the internet, I'm not watching videos of penguins. That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't really have anything like really that like, stands out in my mind except for travel. Like, there's a lot of places I want to go.
Where would you like to go?
Anywhere out of the United States.
Anywhere but here, Mark.
I've never been out of the U.S. before.
You've never been out of the United States?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you're like almost 30 years old.
I know. Isn't that embarrassing?
That is a little crazy.
I know.
That is a little crazy. Justin, have you been out of the United States?
I have been to London and Paris.
Look, Justin's traveled like 200% more than you have.
Yeah, I know. Dude, it's so expensive, though. I've been looking. I want to go to Ireland really
bad. It's expensive to get over there. Once you're over there, the flights from like London to Paris or the train from London to Paris isn't too bad.
What about you, Justin? Anything? Like, if you were actually going to write something down, what would you put on your bucket list?
I would love, like, travel. Like she was saying, I'd love to go to, like, Italy. I'd love to go to, like,
But I don't want to do, like, anything crazy, like skydiving.
I've done that. Skydiving's awesome.
That's
you went skydiving?
So much fun. I did it drunk, too. It was great.
Oh, what haven't you done drunk? I mean, really, what doing anything sober would be?
Just the thought of it gives me, like,
You know what I really want to? Oh, I really want to do. They have these things, and I could probably do it here in Florida because I see them all the time at the beach. It's like you're on a parachute and they strap this huge fan on your back.
The fan. Okay, no.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about parasailing.
Yeah, parasailing.
Oh,
hurts.
No, I don't want to parasail. No, you're wearing a parachute and then you have this huge fan on your back and you turn on the fan and you're like this little plane. I see these people on the beach all the time. That's something I want to do.
That sounds terrible.
The parasailing, I heard. I was parasailing once. And
drunk?
And the rope slipped up because you sit on the rope and it slipped up. So the rest of the time I was just like hanging and it was really painful and they wouldn't bring
it back
down.
That sounds awful.
Well, I'm a girl, so I
may
not
have
that problem.
I was like, that sounds fun. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Great. What's on your bucket list?
Actually, I've got a really long bucket list. In 2017, I made a New Year's resolution to do something new every week for the entire year.
Something new?
Yes, so something I've never done before, and I'm, 12 weeks into it, and so far I've stuck to it, and I've been working on my list. I've wrote everything down.
What are some of the new things that you've done so far?
Some things are small, like take a CrossFit class, go to the movies alone, pay for the person in line behind me. But I've got some pretty good things on there that I plan on doing throughout the year, a little bit bigger things, like go to Italy or take a hot air balloon ride, stuff like that.
That's amazing. I love that idea. Every week, too. And like then it's like little achievable goals.
By the way, going to the movies alone is on your bucket list. To me, it's just, college is what I...
Well, I'm a mom, and I've always used to make fun of people who went by themselves.
Yeah.
And then now being a mom, I'm like, oh, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. Going to the movies alone is literally one of my favorite things to do.
I've never done it either, but I kind of like the idea of it.
Yeah, it's great. All right. So that's cool. Well, congratulations on keeping with it. You're 12 weeks in. That means only 40 weeks left to go.
Yes. Yes.
You think you can,
what did you do
I've
this week?
I've literally written everything down because I do believe that if you don't write it down, right. then it's just a wish. It's not a goal.
What is what is this week's big thing?
Yeah.
Going to Animal Kingdom with my daughter on Sunday.
Oh yay!
Wow.
That's fun.
You've never done that before?
No, I've been to Magic Kingdom, but not Animal Kingdom.
Oh my God, Animal Kingdom!
And then next week we're gonna milk a cow. I've never milked a cow before, so that'll be our next.
What?
Week.
That's so cool.
That's cool. Just don't try to milk the cows at Animal Kingdom because they don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for good luck with that too. Animal Kingdom's my favorite, by the way.
Is it?
Of all the kingdoms. Amber from the north side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys?
Great. What's your bucket list item?
My bucket list item, the one that's definitely, you know, number one on the list is to go to Bora Bora.
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever seen pictures? Oh my God. They have those little huts that are out on the water.
I know.
And
yeah.
You know, you just dive right into the water from your little suite. Or
I want to do that too. I want to go to the Maldives. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, Maldives.
Maldives?
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Oh, look it up. It's amazing. It's similar to
it's basically the same thing.
It's basically the same thing.
Tahiti, all that stuff. I would love. Yeah, those little. There's something about the ocean hut experience.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never
oh
done
God.
It myself, but that's definitely something I want to do.
Absolutely.
That's something I want to do too. They have tables. Like when you eat dinner, they have the tables in the water.
Yeah.
Like right there at the shore. So you get to like sit maybe, you know, calf high up in the water while you eat dinner. I mean, how awesome.
And that's great because you don't have to get up and go to the bathroom if you need to.
Yeah, there you go. Just pee right where you are.
Amber, thanks so much for calling. Trip from St. Augustine. Hi, Trip. How are you?
I'm very tired this morning, but I'm doing all right.
Okay, good. What's your bucket list item?
My bucket list item would be to take me and my wife and go up to Alaska and see the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights.
Oh, I want to see that too.
Yeah, it was actually really cool. One of my friends was skydiving up there, and he skydived during it.
Oh, that's got to
awesome.
Be cool.
You know, there's like, I think it's like in Iceland or something, you can rent out these igloos and they're all, obviously it's enclosed, but you can see right through it. So when everybody goes to sleep at night, you can see those.
That was on The Bachelor. They were in Finland or Norway and they had the glass roofed
house.
Yeah,
it's somewhere else that I saw it before, before The Bachelor, I swear. But yeah, it's like you turn off the lights and you can just see it. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, thanks for calling. Good luck with that. 340-9595. What's your bucket list item?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.